Here's a thought I'll title, Let It In. The other day I had an experience out photographing in the landscape that crops up from time to time. I just wasn't seeing a damn thing to photograph. I drove around for hours. I looked at all kinds of different landscapes and just nothing spoke to me. The whole world was uninteresting and poorly lit and dull and boring. And the minute I realized that the landscape was boring, I remembered what my dad used to say. He said, only boring people are bored. And I think he was right. So whenever I find myself looking at a boring landscape, I turn that around and ask myself what it is about me that's not seeing. What am I not letting in? Is it my preconceived ideas of what I would like to be shooting out here in the landscape that are getting in the way? Is it the fact that what I'm seeing are mostly cliches, things I've already done before, things other photographers have done before, and I'm finding the landscape boring because it isn't new and it isn't exciting? Any way you look at it, all of that seems to point to the same direction. The landscape is not cooperating with what my predispositions of what I want to be photographing are. And what I need to do is stop. Stop projecting what it is that I want the landscape to conform to. And instead, start listening. Start letting it in. Start being aware of what's in front of me. And suddenly, the world gets a lot more interesting. And I get a whole lot less dictatorial. I'm still going to photograph things that excite me, but at least I find things that excite me because I'm sensitive to what there is instead of what I want it to be. This gets back to the same theme I've talked about in other ways about whether or not photography is an act of acquisition or if photography is an act of reception. The more I've become involved in photography over the last 50 years, the more I realize it's about letting things in, not dictatorially telling the world what it ought to be in order that I can make a nice photograph.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.